Thank you for your patience and your question.
It's a double question. How long does heaven last and how long does hell last?
Okay, well, I can't answer them together because they are two diametrically opposite places. The Bible tells us that eternal life is the gift of the redeemed. As I said a minute ago, Jesus said, he that has the Son has life.
Right.
Eternal death is the reward of the lost. Jesus said, the wages for sin are death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And so the Bible tells us, and this may be new for some people, of course, paradise lasts forever and ever, ceaseless ages. The Bible tells us that the wicked will be burned in the fires of hell according to what they deserve, and it says they are consumed, they shall be devoured. And we have a study guide. As a matter of fact, we have two study guides. We've got one on heaven, Mrs. Bryant, and we've got one on the other place.
Right.
And if you don't mind calling the resource number, we have one study guide, and it's called Is the Devil in Charge of Hell? And we have another study guide dealing with the reward of the righteous, and it's called Space City.
Space City, yeah.
Glorious Space City. You think I would know these things after these years, right?
After 3.5 years, right?
Yeah.
We ought to know these, but we have to look at our little...
It's Glorious City in Space.
A Colossal City in
That's
Space.
That's it. I was close. It's a lesson on heaven. But it'll talk about the duration of both those events. Many people are surprised, Pastor Dick, that the Bible does not teach that hell does not burn through all eternity. It tells us that the wicked are burnt up in hell. It says they are devoured, they are consumed. And then the righteous, Malachi chapter 4, go forth and walk on the wicked that are ashes under the soles of their feet, and God creates a new heaven and a new earth where there's no more pain. Now, if there are people tortured forever, how can there be no more pain?
Mm-hmm.
Then the Lord says in Revelation, all things are new. Well, if you've got old sinners screaming in torment, then they're not new. And so everything's new. And ultimately, the wicked will be burnt up in hell. The Bible says the wicked will be burnt up. And so there are some other scriptures that people have used and maybe misused, and the lesson addresses all of that.
You might explain Gehenna.
Yeah, well, I could talk about the four words that are used for hell. The word Gehenna, well, there's Sheol, which is a Hebrew word that means grave, place of darkness, and that's sometimes translated hell. Then there's Gehenna, which was a valley of Hinnom just outside Jerusalem. It was the city dump. And Jesus said it's a place where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched, meaning that they allowed it to burn because it was the city dump. And that's the word that sometimes people assume that meant that people are going to be tortured in hell through all eternity for the sins of one lifetime, which is something that came into the church from Greek mythology. It doesn't come from the Bible. It comes from, the idea of the devil being in charge of hell. You ever heard that, Mrs. Bryant?
Yes, I've heard that.
Nowhere in the Bible does it say the devil has red leotards and bat wings and a pitchfork. That all came from Greek mythology, a god named Pluto, who was in charge of Hades, and he measured out the torment of the wicked. And those pagan teachings found their way into the church during the Dark Ages.
Right.
It's not biblical.
Okay.
So read the lesson, and it'll answer all your questions, okay?
Fine, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.